This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Forever Dog.
Hi guys.
Hi Dara.
Hi Betsy.
Hi everyone. Thank you for listening to Done.
This is Done.
This is it, baby. It's a podcast about things we're done with.
Yep, we have a guest, they come on the show, they give us three things they are totally done with. Then we call an expert to chime in on which thing they should be most done with.
That's right. Dara and I are done with a lot of things, but we had to let our guests have a chance. Because guess what? It turns out people are done with everything.
People are done with so many things. And you know where people put their things when they're done with?
Here.
Craigslist.
Oh, no, you dirty little doggy. Dara, how's your week going? And I know where it's going.
Oh, my God. I'm chomping at the bit to talk about Craigslist.
You guys didn't see, but she was just rubbing her fingies together because she's excited.
I'm greedy. I'm a greedy little girl who discovered the wealth of product, lightly used products, on Craigslist.
But I've told you.
You've told me, but I didn't believe you. No, I didn't believe you.
She wants credit, though.
Oh, I mean, we can introduce Jonathan to China.
Oh, sorry. I'll stop talking.
We'll give you a grand intro.
We'll give you a grand. You'll know. And you'll love.
And so, not, I guess it started because I'm possibly moving soon, and I wanted to sell a bunch of stuff.
Right.
I'm addicted to selling.
And I go, even if you sell it for $5, that's $5 you didn't have. Put it up there.
Yes. So we sold a bunch of stuff. It felt great. It's amazing getting someone to email you interested in like a desk that's been in your hands for so long. Just it's such a powerful feeling. And then them come over with like a friend because they're scared that you're going to murder them is like even more powerful.
Do you leave the room and they look at the item? You have to.
Never did. I was like, if you're here, you're accepting it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Did they try to barter?
No. College student.
Is that thing considered a desk? In your apartment.
It's a Crate and Barrel leaning desk. It goes for 150. Sold it for 50 euros.
That's a deal. You it's don't get deal. To take a look at it, honey.
It's a deal. No, you don't. It might have been 75. Oh, no. I'm selling my chairs for 75 if anyone wants.
Counter chairs?
Are you asking me? She looked directly at me. If anyone wants.
Look, just look.
Okay. This is why you're on the podcast.
They're great quality. I'm just looking for a different style right now. Yeah, counter chairs.
I'm also not interested, but I thank you for also looking at me second. So but, you've been on Craigslist. I am a Craigslist hound.
Yeah.
Sniff, sniff. I'm in there. I like what I find. I refresh it every morning. If I have something in mind, I'm going to find it on Craigslist.
There's so many tabs, though. Are you looking at furniture or like where do you go? Or like free? Free is a dead zone.
No, I'm not going there. I go to furniture for sale.
Okay. Furniture for sale. So I know I realized you can sell stuff on there. And I also realized you can buy things on there. Which was liberating.
I go there for everything because even if you want something that's new, somebody bought that thing that's new and they don't feel like returning it because they waited too long.
They need to get it off their hands. The popo are after them. It's great.
Amaze. What were we going to say?
I was going to tell everyone what we're doing this weekend.
Yeah.
So Betsy and I...
I wanted to weigh in on that Craigslist conversation so bad.
Oh, you know, just weigh in. Go.
Well, I just wanted to
say, Jonathan Braylock.
Because I recently...
And then we'll still
give you... They don't even know my name.
Yeah, okay.
Listen.
A random man just stopped by and he wants to weigh in on Craigslist.
Because I recently moved out of my apartment officially, and I also was selling stuff on Craigslist.
Yeah. Wait, into Tessa's?
Yes.
Okay. Her apartment.
All right.
The lead, bitch.
Her apartment is beautiful.
It's great. I love it.
You lucky little dog.
You lucky dog.
I'm a lucky forever dog.
Thank you.
So what I found out was that air conditioners those Amazing. Are gold mines.
They and really
I
are.
Undersold mine so much.
Because they are gold
I
mines.
I put it up because I was like, this is an old air conditioner.
Nobody cares.
And I was just like, whatever. I don't know why. I thought like air conditioners are what? Like $150? Like $200?
Yes.
I was
You're
like,
right.
So I was like, oh, let me put it up for 40. I put it up late at night. I went to bed. I woke up and I had 14 emails already. And I didn't stop. Like every hour I would get an email being like, what is this available? Is this available? Is this available? And I was like, oh shoot.
But
so I took it down and put it up for $50. And then the same thing happened. And I was like,
you,
oh my
wait,
God.
You cannot do
yes,
that.
Yes, you can.
Yes, I can because I totally
is,
did.
It's the Wild West. You can like.
Up, that's bait and switch.
You can up the price when people show up. Not that that's
I'm
nice.
Sorry, but.
No, I'm on your side.
What?
I think you guys are total scumbags for this.
What?
I'm done with this. Oh. I tell you, honey. Because I'm on there refreshing every damn day, and yeah. I'm going to get your ass, and hey, I'm going to report.
Too many people said wanted it.
I wanted to do this.
I didn't tell anybody, hey, you saw it for 40. Let me give it for 50. I just took it down and then put it back up again for 50. And then one person emailed me and was like, hey, I saw this. Went up for 50. How much are you selling it for? I was like, and I was just like,
this
really
was a
honest.
Riddle. It's
I was
yours.
Like, hey, I got so many offers. I realized I could sell it for 50.
Right? Because why?
And then they were like, cool. Is it available?
Oh, wait. Because I get it, but also, why else would you be on Craigslist but to make a buck?
Right.
And if that many people want it, up the ante. Yeah. $10. Sure, I get it.
Come on.
As a buyer, I'm like, all right, fine. I'm still interested. Yeah. I'll give you $20 more.
Betsy's basically the. What's it called? Bossy lady? Boss bitch?
Boss baby?
No, the Sophia Ambrosio.
In what?
You like had an ebook.
I'm like
store.
An online eBay. I'm like eBay, Craigslist. Oh. I'm
Vintage.
In there.
Wow.
And also I'm like, look, honey, I just texted someone else before this on Craigslist. Look, did you sell it or didn't you? And he goes, I have one left. I'm not going to say what it's for, but I go, okay.
Wasn't one
I'll
for.
I'll take it.
Wait, now
Look,
I
honey.
Am.
I can't explain. I'll tell you guys after.
This is amazing. Okay.
But yeah, so I'm a little hound on there, but I don't. Okay. I respect what you did. Okay.
So
thanks.
As a seller, not as a buyer.
And this weekend, I just want to get into this because I want this to be a two-part series. Betsy and I are going to be acting as buyers this weekend with Lincoln and my dog Oakley. We're going to Brimfield, Massachusetts. We're going to the biggest antique festival in the world.
In the world.
And
acres and acres.
And we're staying at an Airbnb that Betsy, I haven't disclosed to you yet.
Wait, but I just do want the listeners to Google Brimfield Market, Massachusetts, so you can see how many freaking tents. There are thousands of sellers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dara, I told her about this. She took it upon herself to book the Airbnb.
Thank you.
That me, Dara, her husband, and dog will be staying in. Dara, take it.
Wow. So, Betsy, I haven't confided this to you yet. But basically, the owner of the Airbnb we were coordinating. And I was like, okay, we don't get in until like 9 p.m. And she told me, that's her bedtime. She'll be in bed, but she'll leave the doors completely unlocked and we can walk inside. So there may be another man or
so the Airbnb inside. is in a woman's house.
It's in a woman's house. And she said, if we need to use the bathroom, which I didn't.
If? She said
I
if?
Thought like it was like an apartment, but it's like, I guess like a garage off of her house.
So just in case you're a human person.
After 3 hours of driving.
Wait,
we have to like knock on the door to use the bathroom.
Wait, it doesn't have a bathroom?
No, it does, but it's in her.
So it doesn't.
I'm so sorry. And that's why it was so cheap and available.
Dara.
It will be fine. And there's no Wi-Fi. It will be fine.
It's illegal to rent out something that doesn't have a bathroom.
No, there is a bathroom and there's lots of yard space. It will be fine.
And there's a pool.
It will be fine. And in her picture, she has a tiny baby and like a teenage son in the background who's pissed. And I'm sure he'll like be in our area.
Wait.
Lots of yard space.
Hold on. Whoa, am I not going to be able to go? I have to go to the bathroom all night long. I go 4 times a night.
You'll have to
know. Wait. What?
I have something happening and I don't know what it is, but can all I right. go in the pool?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Is there a pool?
Yeah, there's a big, gigantic pool. That's what sold me.
Oh, yeah. Then you can go in the pool.
No.
Dude, as soon as there's water running, I'm going in that pool. Right. And I meant that like in general. If there's water running, I'm peeing in it.
I can't handle this. I'd rather go outside than knock on this strange lady with the baby's house.
This is insane. So I want to be introduced.
It is time to introduce our guest. We will keep you updated with what happened in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Your real lives are crazy.
Betsy is actually so mad at me
right
now.
What do I
do? Okay, it's time. Betsy, you got to introduce our guest.
I can't believe you told her this on the podcast.
She goes, I have something to tell you, and I'm going to tell you on the podcast. So I thought it was good news.
It's like she told you on the podcast so you couldn't be that mad.
What you're doing to me is not okay.
I think I'm hyperbolizing.
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds pretty straightforward. This woman will still be at the apartment that you're going to be staying in. The bathroom is in her room, so you have to knock on the door and ask for permission to use the bathroom. So if you have to use the bathroom multiple times, like Betsy clearly does,
then
you have to be embarrassed.
Okay,
I'm going to dehydrate myself all day.
She didn't say knock on the door, but I think because it's in her place, we might want to do like a courtesy knock, okay?
Okay.
And maybe the baby's in there. I don't know.
I'm good with babies, actually. I'm okay with that part. You know him. You love him.
You've heard him on this podcast just now.
Yeah, you know his voice from 3 seconds ago. His name is Jonathan Braylock. He co-hosts the podcast Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood with Jerrah Mulligan and James III. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Those are very good men. And also, he's part of Astronomy Club. It's a sketch team at UCB Theater, sketch/improv. That's true. And he's part of The Place We Live, which is Darren and I's improv show and Jonathan that we do every month at UCB. And yes, to my cousin who listens every week, he was in an episode of Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt very recently.
Yeah.
Please give it up for Jonathan Braylock, honey.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, a little
anticlimactic.
I'm fanning him off.
Was it?
You had to get in there with a Craigslist.
Thank you for being my voice in that moment when she did that.
Yeah,
to me.
That's insane.
What's sad is really I know Betsy's mad at me.
Yeah. I've actually done, it wasn't as bad as this thing, but I also booked a Airbnb for Black Men Can't Jump when we were in Austin. And it also had a woman who stayed in the place while we were there. And I didn't realize that. And so, but she was nice and we had our own rooms and she like was separate and we had our own bathrooms.
Okay,
and
guys.
She also cooked
good for
us
you.
Breakfast in the morning, which was like kind of weird, but then kind of nice.
Well, so will this woman once she meets me, because I'm going
to
ask
her. You're going to like move in and ask her to like mother you.
No. I'm going to mother the son, the teenage son. So
I'm going to fuck him.
Yes.
Dara.
Oh my God.
What?
I am.
He's 18.
If he is, I'm going to have a talk with her about boundaries. But Jonathan, we're really excited to have you. We know you're done with a lot of things.
Yes.
Just from conversing with you socially.
That's true.
So what is the first thing you're done with?
Let's cut to the Chevy Chase. I'm going to do a one that I think we all agree on first.
Wow.
But I'm really done with it. Okay. And it's the thing that everyone should be done with.
Wow.
And it's littering. I'm so done with people littering, especially on the subway. I just got the chills. I hate it so much.
That's a big one.
It's so crazy how much it makes me angry.
Do you call people out?
I don't. I'm passive aggressive about it. I just like look at them.
Pick up their trash and throw it in their
face. I stare at them. I have done that. I have picked up people's trash before. And I've also like just looked at them and looked at the trash and then looked at them again. I want to build up the confidence to just call somebody out for it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's so insane to me that somebody can, you know, eat something or like have something on the subway And then, like, there's literally a garbage can at every single stop. All you have to do is hold on to it for, like, 10 seconds and then throw it out. And people don't do that. And they just throw it on the floor.
It's insane.
It's insane.
Watching people on the subway discard of whatever they don't feel like holding in that moment, like a bag of chips, just to watch a guy release it out of his hands and watch it go on the floor is the craziest thing.
I also think it's like the most arrogant thing you could possibly do.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't care about every other person here. You're all watching me and I'm just going to drop this soda can down and not pick it up.
Okay. I know this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I've had this weird thought where, like, you know, when you like toss a can into the garbage can and like bounces out.
Yeah.
And I've had the thought where I'm like, I could get it or I could leave it there. And then I'm like, Is littering a problem, or is it like a 90s conception?
Oh my God, no.
You're literally insane.
Because it's not just littering.
Littering is literally a crime. You get a ticket for littering.
I get it, but we should all have last trash in general. So it's like a problem based on a bigger problem. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying. We should all have less trash
in general. Put this in the garbage dump that's going to be like part of the floating garbage island somewhere someday and ruin the earth. Or like recycle it.
Right.
Or like let's all use less trash.
Yeah.
I agree with all of that. We should use less trash. We should recycle. But littering is actually I don't see it as an environmental issue as much as I see it.
Okay, that's where I'm coming in. Yeah. So this is good.
I see it less as an environmental issue and more as like a social courtesy.
A social construct.
Because I don't want to see trash on the ground. I don't want to step in trash. I don't want it near me. Mm-hmm. I want the trash to be in the garbage.
What about when you go to the beach and you see trash in the ocean?
Oh, that's awful. Exactly. I want to swim and not have trash near me when I'm swimming.
That's an environmental thing.
It is. See, I mean, there's an animal eating the trash. There's a cross section between environmentalism and socialism. It's like I actually care about like me and the society and people first, but then also like don't hurt the animals.
See, when I look at New York City, I just see like none of it is real. It's all just a trash heap. Mm-hmm. So like I kind of get someone being like, well, the subway doesn't run on time. I can't afford my rent. Everything sucks. Who cares? I'm going to throw this container where I want to.
But the subway doesn't run on time because people throw so much trash in
the subway. Is that
a thing? Yeah.
They're picking it all up.
They have like subway fires and it messes up the subway.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Also, New York, I feel like they do an incredible job of they've done like a tremendous job of making people recycle.
Right.
If you live in an apartment building that somebody else owns, you have to recycle like everything.
Right.
They go in my building. Their main concern is trash.
Right.
If they find out they go through every single trash bag. And if they find out you didn't recycle something, they put it in front of your door.
Oh, snap.
But they're not doing anything else to keep up with the building. So I like that they take care of the trash.
Because they have to pay a fine.
Because Earth comes
exactly.
First.
It's because they have to pay a fine.
But I feel like
trash isn't recycled.
I feel like in New York, most places we're getting fined so much that we're all learning to like you have to recycle.
Yeah.
Also, if I have a plastic bottle or can, I'd rather carry it for blocks and find a recycling thing.
Right. Wait,
now
wait,
because
I think people are hired, like an outside group is hired to come sort through our trash.
My landlord himself sorts through my trash. If your building does that, that's insane.
I think my building does like the whole street's trash. There's something going on in the trash on my block.
You talked about this. Yeah, you talk about this
yes. My building has so many trash cans for 24 apartments.
Do they make you recycle?
No, it's like.
Wait, what?
There's recycling. There's.
Recycling bins.
There's like three recycling bins out of like 10 trash bins. Yeah. But like that's a lot of. I don't see that many bins outside of buildings. Mm-hmm. And the restaurants don't have, like, restaurants, I think, drop their shit off in
maybe
our trash.
Maybe it's like a joint trash.
I think it must
be. Restaurants pay for their own trash pickup, and they could be
maybe
in
they have a cahoots.
Yeah.
And this is what bothers me about the littering.
Yes.
It's disgusting to litter, like, oyster half-eaten oyster shells, like, in all the trees.
Bones.
Yeah, that's the restaurants doing that, right? Because no one's just like, here's a bunch of, like, oyster shells I'm throwing on the ground. That's happening all the time in front of my apartment.
Ew.
It's just a bunch of oyster shells on the
ground.
Yeah. That's strange. But what if they were just oysters that somehow got trapped in front of your
apartment?
Yeah,
it's like Finding Nemo, oyster style. No, these aren't.
These are dead.
Yeah, they're dead.
Their bodies are scooped out.
They're eaten. They're scooped out partially.
Partially.
Mm. It's sad.
I think that is very sad.
Why do people do it? Because a lot of people do it. A lot.
I think
a lot of people do it.
Okay, Lee.
It's insane. It's insane to me how many people, and I understand there's 8 million people in New York City. That's a lot of people. But like, it's insane to me how many people are so lazy that they can't hold on to their garbage until they get to the end of a street
corner. They do it because they go, someone's job is to pick this up. That's their mentality. And
but
it's crazy.
Why?
I don't know.
What? Like, and the recycling thing is another thing too. Like, it's one thing when cities or places make it hard to recycle and you're like, I don't know where to recycle. Like, I'm going to call out Tessa's building. Like, Tessa's building, like, they don't have recycling containers and I don't know what to do.
What?
Yeah. Like, we separate the recycling stuff, but I'm like, they don't have a recycling container.
They might be combining it, though.
That's what I'm saying. That annoys me.
No, my, like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And they just pay the fine, I guess. And like sometimes I feel I hate it so much that I try to go to the street corner and throw out my recycling trash there. But that's actually illegal. It like says it on the trash cans that you're like, you can get like $100 fine if you throw out household trash into a city trash can. But I'm like, if I don't do this, I'm not going to be able to recycle. But why do people like when you go to Dig In or a lot of these restaurants have.
Yes, I love that.
They have compost, regular trash, recycling.
I take issue with that.
Okay.
They have, so a lot of fast food, fast casual foods has the like, this is for recycling.
Right.
This is for like
compost.
Trash. And then it's like, then it shows the things you can actually recycle. It's like, you can recycle like a straw and a fork.
Yeah.
And then everything else goes in compost. It's like ridiculous.
Also, straws are about to be illegal in New York.
Yeah, Starbucks.
I hope.
Wait, what?
Because everyone at my restaurant asked for so many straws that I hope they...
Do you have a straw?
Why would they be illegal?
I'm sorry, do you have a straw?
Waste, like plastic waste.
I'm sorry, do you have a straw?
Can I have a straw
but we
for
need
this?
Sometimes we
no,
need
you
straws.
Don't.
No.
You never need a straw?
Nope.
I have been strawless.
Are you guys done with straws?
I've never needed a straw.
I also use metal straws at home.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you're concerned about your teeth, bring your own metal straw with you.
That was my concern. When I had braces, people told me my teeth would be brown when I drank iced tea.
Huh.
And then where the braces were would be white.
Wow. That's insane.
So it scared me.
For an icy, you need a straw.
Okay, yes. For an icy, you need a straw.
Not now. Not in this economy. You better bring a metal straw, honey.
Honestly, a metal straw keeps it cold because it's a conductor. Wait, I have one more thing.
Okay.
Compost. Have I talked about that on this?
No.
So
I've been freezing all my compost.
Yeah.
And then
I
realized that my landlord got rid of our little brown compost thing.
Yeah.
And I had to bring all the nasty shit because it like, if it's out of the freezer for like 5 minutes, it gets disgusting.
Of course.
So I bring it to like
and it's
illegal,
like heating up, like on
literally
fire.
It's literally rotten trash.
It's rotten trash. I bring it illegally to this like fenced off nicer complex and I'm like trying to like scoop it out and I look like a crazy
person.
You use
someone else's compost bin?
Yeah. And.
Because what else are you supposed to do?
Take it to Union Square or McCarran
Park.
Oh,
come on. That's,
and just dump it
that's
on.
Insane.
What
she's
do you know? They have
that.
Compost pickup.
I know, but what is she going to do? Bring that on the subway for 7 stops?
Then, yeah.
Just with rotting trash? She's going to be the trash lady
that's
on the
worse
subway?
Than littering.
Then you don't compost. I know. Then you don't.
No, that's worse than littering.
Can chicken bones compost?
What?
Can chicken bones?
If it's carbon-based,
yeah,
it can
absolutely,
compost.
Absolutely, chicken bones can compost, yeah.
Can Chicken Bones Compost? A collection of short stories by Betsy Kenny.
All right.
Wait, I do want to say one more thing.
Okay.
I recently went to the beach. I know they both listen with Ryan and his mother. And there was
Hey guys.
There had just been a storm and there was a lot of trash washing up.
Yeah.
And they both didn't even agree to it or say anything out loud, but they both were picking the trash out of the water. Oh, and I didn't do that. Sweet. And now I feel like I should have, and that we should all be doing that, even on the subway or on the beach. Just do a little pickup.
No, I'm more of the nihilistic. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather trash. Not deal. There's always going to be trash. My input won't help.
Also, sometimes if I pick up trash on the subway, I think people think I like it.
Huh.
Give me that. I wanted that. Do you
ever
anyway.
Like, are you ever about to sit on a subway seat and there's like something that like could be something, yeah. and then you yeah. like kind of touch it and then you're like, whatever. And then yeah. you sit on it anyways and yes. everyone's watching you.
But sometimes I see people put it in their bag and I'm like,
yeah. What in there? Okay, Jonathan, okay. that was a great first one. What's okay. your second
good
one?
Was it good?
Okay. You dug deep there all and right. I love it.
Yeah.
So the second one.
Name
this
names.
This does
what
have
it?
To deal with social media, but I think it's a unique thing.
Okay, we'll tell you if
I'm
it's
sure
not.
It is.
Okay, if it's not, honestly, I'm not even kidding. If
we'll
it's not,
over.
Be like, no, okay. give us another one.
Okay, okay.
Okay, please. Yes. Please do. Please do. This is what I'm done with. I'm done with social media etiquette. Do I need to explain?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
So,
oh, and you're a social head sometimes.
Yeah, you're a social head.
I'm done with people telling me how I should or should not be using social media. For instance.
This is good. Name names.
For instance. I do almost want to name names. For instance, if you follow me and then you're like, oh, I should get a follow back because that's what you do. No, absolutely not. If I'm not following you, I'm not following you. I don't care if you follow me.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
There's none of this follow back bullcrap rule. I
Did
don't
someone
like it.
Say that to you?
Somebody said it on social media. And then I
Who said it?
I'm not saying I'm not gonna say who. They're probably listening to this podcast. And yes, I'm talking about you. And then they'll probably call me out on social media, and that's totally okay.
Wait, you didn't hear me. I ain't no follow back girl.
I ain't no follow back
girl.
I ain't no follow back girl.
Wait, because I think it's also bullshit.
Yes.
And when people follow, they delete, they follow again, they delete, they follow again, and you're like, leave me alone. When people do that to me, I block them.
Literally, no one's ever done that.
Honestly, here's my other thing about that. Why do you know?
I know.
Why do you know? How do you know? What are you doing? Are
you
going through people's
things? I have to come clean.
All right, here we go.
And I have to.
I got an app. I don't know. Someone got me into it. I don't know what it related
to. Oh, no.
It was me years ago.
Who follows you?
Oh, no.
And I think I have to make a confession to a friend who listens to this podcast. Okay. I learned that I got this app, and I saw that her husband did not follow me on Instagram. And I was like, that really sucks. And so I was like hurt and I unfollowed him. Wow. And
yeah.
then we went to dinner and I learned that he had just been off social media, mm-hmm. like disconnected. And he's like, hey, I got back on Instagram and I saw you didn't follow me on Instagram and it really hurt my feelings. And I was like, wow. Stunned. And I was like, and too embarrassed to be like, yeah, I got an app that showed me that.
You didn't follow me.
And I was so embarrassed. And I know she listens to this podcast. So I'm so sorry, you guys. I love you. And I hope.
Now, did you say that? Did you tell him?
Well, no, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Let's get the waiter over here. I didn't tell him. I was so embarrassed.
But did he follow you? Is he following you?
Yeah. Now we're all following each
now
other.
You're all
it's
following
great.
Each other.
But
well,
I think.
Okay. Honestly, I appreciate that you both.
I'm sweating. I came clean. Oh my
that
God.
Tell we tell each other who's following. But yeah. I kind of think like this is like.
It's too you can hurt my feelings. Hurt me.
But there's like a sickness that it's attached yeah. to seeing and watching who is following you and like feeling some type of way about like, oh, well, I followed you and you didn't follow me. And like.
It's very Black Mirror to
so, like
accept
I'm not
going to
follow you now. And it's like, well, why are you following? If you follow someone because you want to see what they're up to.
Yes.
And if they don't want to see what you're up to, then one, that could just mean they're not using social media as much as you are, which is fine. Or two, maybe they just don't follow people. They're actually still seeing what you're up to anyway. Or it's like, okay, they really don't care about you that much. And then it's like, whatever.
Well, it's that third one that like hurts you.
Right.
You know?
And I see that now, but like years ago when I was felt like really, especially like in the comedy community, I felt like you're seeing these people all the time and mm-hmm. it's like, hey, woo, yeah. And you're like adding each other on Instagram and Facebook, which I don't have, thank God, anymore.
Quit
but
it.
That was also driving me crazy. But seeing Facebook people, it was like best. fake friend type situations. Mm-hmm. And then it coming to life when you would see somebody wasn't following you back, like drives you crazy. Like,
right.
What did I say to them last? Did I say something that pissed them off? Or like, what could I have done? Or blah, blah, blah.
Well,
blah.
I guess, you know what it is? I really don't feel like I've ever unfollowed someone as a like
statement. Hate unfollow. Yeah.
Like I can't even imagine like unfollowing somebody and thinking like, and like unfollowing them and being like, they're going to see that I unfollowed them and they're going to understand what they did to me.
Like a celebrity unfollow.
No, I'm talking like friends.
It's like, a but that impact of like, Justin unfollowed Selena and like,
right. Yes. But that's like, this is what I'm talking about. This whole idea. Okay, there's this other one too that I really don't
name
like.
Name a name.
No, and this isn't names, but I've seen multiple people post statuses like calling people out about this. This idea that like, if you comment on someone's status and don't like them, you're being disrespectful. I've seen people say like, if you're not going to like my status, don't comment on it. And I'm like, who are you? Why do you like, you have a problem.
I've heard that.
Somebody's listening to me right now and they're like, no, screw you. That is disrespectful. You have a problem.
Yeah.
If somebody's interacting with you, just take the interaction for what it is. Why do you care whether they're liking or smiling emoji or a heart emoji? Like,
you like commenting on Facebook. You're like interacting.
I love commenting on Facebook.
We're kind of,
are you trolling or just who you are? Are you being a troll?
Jonathan's, I have to say, you are always your authentic self.
I agree. I agree. And I like your input and I like your view. But what are you approaching these statuses as? Like, you're just like coming at them like, I'm just going to tell them how I feel and I don't give a fuck if they like it.
You mean I'm confused.
Like somebody
posts
something that you don't like on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even think of an example.
Oh,
right now.
You're saying like, so this is the thing is that sometimes I comment on somebody's thing and it has nothing. And if I don't like it, it's not because I'm not liking their status. It's sometimes I'm reading their status and then I'm reading comments that other people made on their status. And then I'm joining in on the conversation and I just didn't like the status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So do you feel like that's trolling?
No.
What's a troll?
What's a troll, Jonathan?
A troll, to me, what a troll is a troll is like somebody, you're like, you say something provocative to elicit a response from somebody else. Right.
Because you know? I don't have Facebook anymore, but because it drove me crazy. Mm-hmm. But I love seeing like Facebook threads of people with different opinions because everybody commenting wants somebody to chime in with something else. That's why everybody's there,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
But then a troll comments and then everybody hates the troll.
Right. Because a troll will say something like, you know, like because I'm looking at Harry Potter, like somebody's status will be like, just reread Harry Potter. Incredible. My favorite series of all time. And somebody will like, a troll will comment like, any book about magic is stupid.
Right.
And it's like, why are you saying, if you don't like Harry Potter, then don't join in on the, you just said that to make this person mad so that they start fighting with you.
Right.
You know?
There's a lot of those.
No, the internet has made trolls of us all. I mean, I feel like we've all done at least one troll act probably in our lifetime.
I don't think I have.
Never?
Really. Like, I don't really engage on Facebook. Like, the conversations kind of scare me and I don't want anyone to know my opinion ever.
Right.
Same.
Or if I'm like, my opinion's represented, like, I don't need to chime in here with my
stupidity. So if somebody
stupidity.
Trolls you, do you like not even respond?
I'll delete a post.
You'll delete it. You'll delete the post.
I mean, no.
You won't even delete their comment. You'll delete a post.
Both. I don't know.
Which actually brings me to another social etiquette thing that I'm done with.
Let's hear.
If I delete your posts, don't say, you're censoring my speech? Well, first of all, yes, I am censoring your speech.
It's my page.
But second of all, like, I don't care. It's my page. I get to control it. You don't have the right to comment. Like, if I decide that I don't like your comment and I delete it, that's that.
Right.
This idea that, like, all of a sudden...
Oh, he deleted it. But guess what?
So this person's against freedom of speech.
It's like, no, my mom looks at my page, you piece
exactly.
of shit.
I'm like, you're... Exactly. Everybody who I know looks at my page, and like, if you're going to be hateful or you're just fighting with people, what happens for me sometimes is, you know, I think people think I'm like super provocative on Facebook, but I've actually really tried hard to for lack of a better word, civil on Facebook. Like, I try to bridge gaps. And even when I'm talking to somebody who has a differing political opinion or whatever, I'm like, I try to talk to them without insulting them. Or I wrote a whole Medium article about that. But sometimes I'll be talking to somebody and I'll go away and then I'll come back and I'll see like another one of my friends like fighting with the person that I was talking to. And then, like, three other people will chime in because, like, Facebook... I mean, that's what happened on Facebook. Like, dog piles happen. And then, like, the conversation will get away from me. And so I'll be like, this is all... Everything that's happening here is toxic. Nothing is healthy for anyone. So I'll delete something.
But those people flock to those posts.
They do. They do flock to those posts.
Like, they're sitting there refreshing, waiting for that.
Right. And that's the thing is, like, well, then I will teach you what is acceptable and not acceptable on my Facebook page.
But
you know what
about
I mean?
Taking the things you really want to say on Facebook and, like, asking people to come to your apartment? You know, half would agree with you, half wouldn't. And that's still, like, you're getting your message out and you're able to talk it through with people in
person.
Have
a salon.
You know what I mean? Like, that could be...
Wait, what?
If, like... Something you really want to say on Facebook, if you're like, should I say this? What if I invited five people over who I know would agree with me, five who didn't, or something? Mm-hmm. And just talking about it in person could be really helpful. Because you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Because then it comes across when people fight on Facebook or on the internet, it's so stupid.
Right.
You're like, if I talked to you in person, we could have resolved this in 2 seconds.
Yes, but here's the thing. I do think people can talk online. I definitely agree that people need to have more human interactions, more human conversation. And
about
as a society,
real stuff.
About real stuff. And as a society, we are losing
Harry Potter
empathy.
Sucks.
Like, we need to be patient. I want to hear what you said. I want to hear what this person said.
Great.
This is why we're all here.
You
we all agree about this one thing.
Absolutely. You need to have that. You need to continue to have
it. But it doesn't happen.
And it doesn't happen for a lot of people. I agree. That needs to happen. The only thing I would add is that I don't think that should eradicate conversations online, because conversations online are still important and are going to happen, because this isn't going away. Like, the internet and social media are not going away. Maybe like the company will change, but like, because we have this technology now, like, this is always going to stay. And what we need to do is, we actually, in my mind, we do need a social media etiquette.
We need receipts
in terms of like how we talk to each other. We need receipts. But the stuff that I don't like are things where people want to control how you use social media.
I agree.
As opposed to how you're talking to someone.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand.
Like, I mean, how many times have you seen somebody be like, why isn't this post getting more likes, or, you know, or why aren't you sharing these kinds of articles?
Weird.
Like, people place so much importance on, you know, you didn't like this, or you didn't look at that, or you didn't follow me here, or you didn't comment this, or you know what I mean? Like, they're so concerned with like the specifics of how other people are using social media, as opposed to just like having their own healthy version of how they use it. Because if it's upsetting you that much, then maybe you do need to pull away from it.
Yeah, they need to switch to Friendster. Okay, Jonathan. Wow. Look,
anyway,
we could talk about that forever. We need to know your third done.
Okay.
And don't hold back and name names.
Don't hold back and name names.
Because these names we're collecting so far are very good. So tell us the third thing.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a... No. I'm struggling with this because my third thing was going to be somewhat political. And now I want to do something that's not political at all and very dumb and stupid.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know which one I should do. Guys, help me. Guide me a little bit.
I think you should do the dumb and stupid one.
Okay. This is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm done with... Guys, I'm done with Jurassic Park sequels. And James the Third, I'm done with Jurassic Park sequels.
Is he not?
He loves Jurassic Park.
Oh, and my God.
What does he love?
He loves dinosaurs. He just...
But they're not even this dinosaur is this. That's not what
you're
these
right.
are.
They don't do that anymore. And I rewatched
into
all
the
of,
dinosaurs.
Oh my God, you're absolutely
they're
right.
Like
you're
fake
absolutely
dinosaurs.
Absolutely right. I rewatched.
It's like blue.
There's a blue one. There's a green one. There's a tiny one.
Blue,
that can
do you remember
our
me?
Ears.
Yeah, it's fucked.
Okay, I literally just hit my headphones off laughing.
Oh, sorry.
I watched the all three the original trilogy of
yeah.
Jurassic Park is
of
on
course.
Is on Netflix
Amen.
Right
all
now.
All three?
Yeah, Jurassic Park, Jurassic
and which
Park,
one is out
The
now?
Lost World, and Jurassic Park 3.
Lost Kingdom.
The Fallen.
It's a pterodactyl, mommy. Look at that dinosaur's dick.
Wait, so there's three original and then the new.
There are two
Wait,
Jurassic Worlds.
Hold on. So there's
Jurassic Park.
God bless. Amazing.
Yes. Lovey.
Then
there's the Lost World.
Jurassic Park.
Never saw.
Two.
That's the second one. Then there's Jurassic Park 3.
Just
no fancy subtitle.
That's what I like. I was in charge of that one secretly. Just give me 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, Jurassic Park 3. And then there's Jurassic World, which is the fourth one.
Is that Chris Pratt?
That's where Chris Pratt comes in.
So there was a time, there's a, because it's been like 20 years, right?
Yes.
Crazy. Okay.
And then I think the first one came out in 92.
Why are we remaking these? Fucking?
Then there's, or they're not remaking them, they're just sequels. Then there's then there's Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
That's this one.
And that's this latest one.
With Bryce Dallas Howard.
And I honestly think that they've gotten worse every time. Like, I think the...
Okay, let me ask you a
question.
You
know what I'm saying?
You do a Hollywood podcast.
Yes.
Is there any sequel movie that you really like? Do you like a Mission Impossible? Do you like a Die Hard?
I love almost all of the Mission Impossibles.
Me too, Jonathan.
Me
I
too.
Would.
I think the only bad Mission Impossible is Mission
Bond?
Impossible 2.
No.
I'm cool with James Bond 2, though I don't think
like
it's
those.
As good as Mission Impossible.
Okay, do you agree the first Mission Impossible is an amazing movie?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But it's not...
That's why he watched the sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, but I like the sequels a lot.
What other
yeah, me
sequel?
Too.
What's that?
What other sequel
oh,
you
what
like
other sequel and- movies? Do I count superhero movies? Because I definitely
yeah.
like some of those. Like
yeah,
the-
we hate those here, but
are
you like them.
Actually, I like the Marvel Universe.
You
I got into them.
Liar.
I've actually always liked them.
Liar.
I just wanted to be cool. For
what are you fucking talking about?
I've
we did
always
a literally
liked
a gigantic
the Marvel
announcement.
Universe is the majority of superhero
we
movies.
Did a gigantic announcement that we were all done with it.
Because I thought I was like on the train to be funny, and I actually like always I like superhero movies.
I hate them.
Okay,
wow.
That's you.
She
no.
hates them.
No.
I want to be my authentic self.
Thank you.
And what do you like about it, Dara? They're fighting the entire time. There's no dialogue, and when they
No, the Marvel movies
fun,
are there are really good
dialogue.
Dialogues, but I think I just
dialogue.
Grew up with my dad always like watching a shitty like Jean-Claude Van Damme movie, and I like going to see an action movie.
I like action movies.
And
Marvel's I don't like
actually,
Marvel.
Marvel's
I don't want to see
fun.
Fake people, fake figures.
They're
fake
realer
things,
than they're realer than
I know.
Most movies.
They all have like a funny thing and a personality, but.
Well, they're all pretty complex.
Wow, you managed to make a personality sound terrible.
A lot of
terrible.
The villains are...
I saw
and
Deadpool.
Personality.
I saw Deadpool.
Deadpool's not Marvel.
No, Deadpool's not Marvel.
He talks about it.
I mean, it is Marvel
it.
Comic,
See,
but it's not Marvel Universe.
He talks about it.
Yes, he does. That's his whole thing.
Hold on. Also, he's barely in the movie. His face is covered the whole time.
He's
but
in
Deadpool
the
is not in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, they're in his.
Have you ever seen Hulk Ragnarok?
No,
Thor
yes, I
Ragnarok.
Did. I just watched
okay.
it.
Honestly, Hulk is in it, so that's
No, not. I just watched it.
They're fun, complicated
yeah. Did
characters.
Did you like it or no?
No, I hated it. I went to bed. I want to see before sunrise or before sunset.
Yeah, me too.
Where it's two people just whispering.
Dude, I
Wait,
love
what's
a
an
Mary
action
Ma-
movie that you
An
like?
Action movie I like is Bourne Identity.
Did yeah, you like the
yeah,
sequels
those are
of
moody,
Bourne?
Because
really?
Those are moody. Because I could moody. See that. I love it. A moody. I love like Winter's Bone
I
too.
I love those. I love those. Don't give me something I'll never see in my day to day.
Oh, you don't like fantasy?
Nope.
So do you, like,
do you think Harry Potter is stupid and magic
I like
is
it.
Stupid?
I like Harry Potter.
Oh, you do like
Were
Harry Potter.
Were you the one who commented all magic is stupid?
No, I like that.
She doesn't like Game of Thrones. Do you like Game of Thrones?
I do like Game of Thrones,
I don't
though.
Like genre.
I've started to not like it.
Betsy, you're the genre queen.
I don't like genre from like a time where I wasn't alive.
But there, no one was really? Alive. It's all imaginary. And also, you might be alive. If string theory is right, we're all alive in a Game of Thrones universe.
So you don't
somewhere.
Like Lord of the Rings?
I've seen them. I don't like it.
Lord of the Rings, I gotta say. Liked it when it was around. It's a crock of shit.
I see. Damn. I don't like it.
Also, can I say something? Uh-huh.
Are you guys with me that you hate the Jurassic Park sequels?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We got off point. Can I just say something really quickly?
I hate all of them. I hate all of them.
The Marvel.
The first one.
You like the first one?
Yep. Wait, okay. I'm about to make like a grand statement.
Make your
statement.
Grand statement.
The Marvel universe is basically Lord of the Rings funny.
Huh.
With the lights and the rings and the stones.
I see
Infinity
what you're
stones. Like all seven and you can do whatever yeah. the fuck you want.
Right.
Why make something where you can do whatever you want with it? Like, why not just, like, stay home and not make those things, those seven things?
Like, who made them? Who made those
yeah.
Infinity Stones?
Right.
Right.
Wait, what about Jurassic sequels? What even happened?
Well, here's the
thing. Did you see them?
I did. Yeah, I saw all of them.
Okay.
You're a movie guy. You see all of them.
Here's the thing.
Do movie
is
pass?
That I
and
keep,
I'm done with
I
movie
do
pass,
have movie
I
pass.
Have to say.
Oh, you're done with movie pass? Can I say one of my things that I wasn't going to say, but
yeah,
now I'm
yeah,
going to
yeah.
say it because
yeah.
you just said it?
Yeah.
I'm done with people who are done with movie pass.
Price went up, honey.
Done with people
no,
who are done
but
with these prices. First of all, price,
went
price
up.
Didn't go
price
up yet.
Up.
No,
price
it didn't.
Went up. It's about to.
I'm paying the same price that I ever did.
Price
Second of
up.
All, even if it does go up, still worth it. What's it going to go up? $3 a month?
There's a new
what
company.
Is it? Still cheaper than the price of one movie ticket in New York? It costs $17 to see a movie.
Yes,
here.
It does.
I pay $10 a month to see unlimited movies.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Me too.
Yeah, but with Surge and stuff, you can't see. Like with your podcast, you
yes.
have to see movies before they get like right when they come out.
There has been zero movies that I haven't been able to see opening weekend.
Okay, we'll
check in with you yeah. on that. We'll check in with you on that.
You just have to go to the right movie theater at the right time. Just
what's
figure
your movie
it out.
Theater?
I mean, depending on my mood or whatever. The movie theater I like the best is Kips Bay, though. To be fair, I haven't been able to go there a lot since MoviePass because...
MoviePass fucks you with the seat
it does,
assignments.
It does do that a little bit, and because everything's reserved there, and it's kind of out of the way. Like,
you know
I can't
what you
get
do?
There earlier.
No, you go... You see an early movie, and then you go to Trader Joe's after.
Right.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
Then you take the ferry home to Greenpoint, where I live.
But here's the thing. Everybody, like, people are like, oh, I'm not getting MoviePass. Like, it's going to go under. It's good, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? It's not under now. Get it while you can.
No.
What are you waiting? What are you doing? And also the people who are like, oh, they're collecting my data. Literally everyone is collecting
yes.
your data.
And MoviePass is the worst.
Anybody who's listening to this podcast right now, your data is being collected as you listen to
Wait,
this
John,
podcast.
Listen to me. I need to say this. I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
MoviePass is about to go up $3 or $4 and I don't want to pay it. So I'm getting the new competitor.
Who? AMC?
There's a new one.
Then I'm on it, baby.
Every competitor is more expensive.
No. Nine. I'll tell you the
you
name
get
after
movie
this.
Pass through right. Costco. You're done. Wait,
look,
can I ask you a quick question?
I don't give a shit about my data. Come on.
Yeah.
Have you seen Gotti?
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Brie, like,
that looks awful. I don't want
to so
see it.
It is so bad and good. You have to see it.
Is okay. it bad? Is it really bad good, though? Because I've seen some truly terrible movies where, honestly, since MoviePass, there are some movies I've sat in the theater and gone, this is actually not even worth free. Like, it's not.
No, no, no.
Like, I hate that I'm here.
I paid to see Gotti, and I don't regret it.
I walked out of The Seagull.
What's
the
Seagull? Oh, I want to see. Well, it's like Jane, Pride and Prejudice
Guys,
type of shit.
I walked out of Phantom Thread.
Yeah, wow,
I turned
controversial
that off.
For a mind like yourself.
I had a screener
and
I turned
it
off.
I sat through it for 50 minutes. And I understand that that was before the twist happens in the movie, because later on I found
out there was a twist.
But the twist was not even close to being exciting enough for me to stick through that boring freaking movie.
Betsy, remember
when you told
me? That movie
was so boring.
I left as an hour into the sequel.
Oh my God.
Remember when you told me that there's a special website I could watch all movies in the world, and then I like waited all weekend to watch them and it was expired?
Can I say one thing about Jurassic Park?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
This is the one thing I will say. Jurassic Park, the original movie, is so good. And as Betsy very acutely pointed out, they name all of the dinosaurs that you see because they have two paleontologists who are there and they're like, oh my God, that's this dinosaur. And like, that's the, you know, Triceratops. They do blah, 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 blah.
They were like, reminder why we're here. And they're
excited about it. And then there's like two little kids who are also excited. Like, well, actually only one kid is excited about the dinosaurs, but that's great. Because the little kid's like, I know all about dinosaurs and blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's a brontosaurus. They're an herbivore. They're like, what does that mean? It means they don't eat meat, silly. You know what I mean? Like, cute, fun, great. All the new movies, they don't do this. And instead, what they do is invent a new dinosaur. Why do you need to invent a new dinosaur? Dinosaurs are cool.
Also,
I don't care.
There's so much people don't know. Let's give them the facts.
There's so many other dinosaurs, too, that you could just be like, oh my God, that's an Allosaurus. Like, oh my God, that's a Thisosaurus.
We thought it was this. And then 20 years later, we learned that scientist was like off his rocker. Like, that's always happening. It's like, brontosauruses don't exist. Like, no dinosaurs are what they were.
This gigantic dinosaur
is actually a bunch of tiny birds.
Right. They try to do that in Jurassic Park 3 because like there was like all this controversy about like Tyrannosaurus Rex was probably actually a scavenger. They probably didn't even hunt. And also the Spinosaurus was actually the top predator. It was bigger than the Tyrannosaurus, and it had arms that were movable, meaning it probably hunted. The Tyrannosaurus has little tiny arms that weren't even useful. Probably it was just a scavenger. And so like in Jurassic Park 3, they have like this other new dinosaur that they never explain. They never talk about. Nobody's ever, they're just like literally, like they hear the sound of this dinosaur approaching and somebody goes, oh my God, is it a T-Rex? And they go, no, it's something bigger. What?
But we don't know the name. And then we'll never know the name.
They don't explain, like, and then you see, and then that dinosaur fights a T-Rex in the movie and it snaps the T-Rex's neck with its hands.
What is Blue then?
Blue is a raptor that Chris Pratt like trained.
Shut up.
To be like,
Nobody trained a dinosaur.
I know, it's silly. It's like the idea is like they trained it like you would train a lion, dog. Like a lion tamer.
Okay, if you were in a...
It's so easy to make a good Jurassic Park sequel. That's what makes me so upset. And The Lost World almost did it.
Why? What happened?
And they just decided to like take the T-Rex to San Diego. It was really dumb.
Yeah.
And unexplainable and didn't make any... It just.
Keep it on that stupid island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you don't need to make people stupid for them to get eaten by dinosaurs. It's hard. If you were dropped on an island with dinosaurs, you would probably get eaten and you don't have to do anything smart. Like, you don't have to do anything dumb. You know what I mean? But they make people do the dumbest things in the sequels. The dumbest things. I hate
it. So I hate that. But same with horror movies.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like most horror movies.
It's like, I'm drunk and my high heel fell off.
I know.
What am I going to do in this toilet?
That's me in college. I can't believe I wasn't moited a million times. I'm like, I'm drunk. I'm going to walk home from this bar in the snow with no shoes.
Oh, man.
My ass is out.
Okay, so now we're calling our expert, Brendan Alper.
You know him from seeing him on an episode of Shark Tank. He was there to pitch his app called Hater. It's a dating app. And so that makes him a tech expert / Shark Tank expert. Let's give him a call.
Ring a ding ding ding.
Ring a ding dong. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Brendan.
Hi.
Hello, Brendan.
Hold on, I'm just going to step out.
Please, you better step out. Where were you?
Is this It's not like live or
we're
is it live?
We're live.
Studio. We're live. What were you going to say? Knew that.
It's like a home improvement studio.
Are you stepping out with your penis out?
I'm out. Oh I'm God. Out on the balcony now.
Balcony.
Okay, no. Brag.
Money signs. Money signs. Money signs.
Okay, Monopoly man. Okay, Brennan, we are so excited to introduce you to Jonathan Braylock. You may have heard of him.
Hello.
He's come. Okay, Brennan's our Shark Tank expert.
Nice.
So, Brennan, you can apply all of your like business expertise.
Tech. You know about tech. You know about computers.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I know how to computer pretty hard.
And that's really all we need you for.
So you need to help Jonathan decide which of his things that he's done with should be the most done with. Is that cool?
Got it.
So Jonathan,
I think I can do that.
Okay. Well, okay. It's tougher than it sounds.
Yeah. And ready to go. Put some pants on, would you?
Yeah. Dude, you're scaring the neighbors. And also, Brennan, if you feel the need, please name names, man. This is a hot goss podcast and we love some juicy gossip.
I'll drop them for sure.
Drop love that. The pants? Please.
I can't believe you this time.
We're joking. We're joking. Okay. Jonathan, please, just list off your duns, okay?
All right. Cool. So my first done with is litter. People who litter on the subway, on the street, especially in New York City, because so many people do it and the garbage cans are literally right there. Very done with that. My second done is social media etiquette. And I define that as like this whole idea of like, if you follow me, I have to follow you back. And if I don't, I'm being rude. Or, you know, if you write a status and I comment on it but don't like it, that's kind of disrespectful because like you should have liked my status. So that whole idea.
Gotcha.
And then my third thing that I'm done with is Jurassic Park sequels because they're all terrible. And I don't know why it should be a really easy thing to make a fun movie about dinosaurs again. Like, I really don't understand how it's so hard and how they had four tries at it and all four were bad and maybe even worse than the one before it, which I don't understand because they were all bad.
Wow. Brennan, hit us with your thoughts.
Wow, that's tough. Yeah. That's so it's between
talk it through.
Tweeting on the go, having to adhere to social media etiquette and Jurassic Park movies. Did I sum that out correctly?
The first one is littering. But honestly, tweeting on the go.
I thought it was twittering.
People. Oh my God, I'm dead.
No,
I'm dead.
Littering.
Tweeting when the trash go. Can's right there, why would that have to do with tweeting?
No, I was littering. Very confused.
Littering like, on the subway.
One and two, basically the same thing.
Yeah. Hilarious. One's more physical. Okay.
Littering. Got it. Okay. Well,
littering when a trash can is right there. Social media, Jurassic Park.
Got it. Well, being the computer guy that I am, I'll chime in on number two. I think you don't have to follow social media etiquette, so I wouldn't say that you have to be. You can be done with that anytime you want. So I'm not going to choose that.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I like that. It's like so obviously done. We don't even have to give it any credence.
Yeah, powerful.
You know
exactly. Yeah. It's between dinosaur movies and littering. I go with littering. I mean, like, it's 2018. You got to recycle these days. Like, everyone should know that. There's no reason. So I'm going to go with that for sure. I mean, I like a good bad dinosaur movie, so.
Wow.
Okay, I will judge you for that last comment you made, but.
I mean, everything has a time and a place, except for littering.
Wow.
That's a good like
everything
ad.
Has a time and a place except for literally.
Trademark.
That's actually a great New York City
and murdering
ad.
And
no,
crime.
No.
Wait, what do you think littering. About tweeting on the go? Do you think it's only made for sitting down at a desk?
Sorry, say that one more time.
Do you think tweeting is only made for sitting down at a desk?
I mean, yeah, basically. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, how else do you find the time? Yeah. It's okay, gotta be on the go.
Jonathan, were you gonna say something? So Jonathan should be done with
Littering.
Littering. Which you was.
Littering. Yeah.
Brennan,
done with it.
Brennan, have you seen the new dinosaur movie?
Jurassic Park.
Jay Park.
You know, I have not, so maybe after I see it, I might change my mind and say that it's worse than littering. That's
have you
very
seen,
possible.
Have you seen Gotti?
Have I seen what?
Gotti.
I have not seen that either, no.
No one has seen that.
Wait, did you see Jurassic World, like the first?
I did see the first one, yeah. It was pretty bad.
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Did you see Deadpool?
I did see the original, not the sequel.
What's your take on the Marvel Universe? 1, 2, 3, go.
I hate it.
Betsy,
it's
not you.
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
You're rude. I hate it. And as a man, you should too.
What?
For once.
I mean, you know, it's fun, I guess. There are worse things. Jurassic Park is worse than the Marvel Universe, I gotta say.
Okay, that's actually helpful.
Yeah, that's a completely uncontroversial statement.
By the transitive just property, littering is worse than
safe.
It is. Well.
Playing it safe, Brendan.
So I think Obama's a better president
really
than
controversial
Trump.
Statements
okay, yeah,
over here.
I'll take that. I think we got what we came here for, Brendo.
Okay. So, Brendan, you've been on Shark Tank. It was a really great episode. Who was your favorite shark, and did you have sex with anyone?
My favorite shark was Barbara, and I don't know why I didn't take her offer.
She's my favorite.
Yeah.
Wait, whose offer did you take?
I took Mark Cuban's offer, which was a mistake.
Why?
Wait, are
you
allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Why?
It happened already. You can watch the episode online.
No, but can you say it was a mistake?
Why not?
Oh, am I allowed to say that? Yeah, sure. I can say whatever I want.
Are you not contractually obligated to say it was the best decision of your life?
You are amazing for having more than one offer.
Yeah. I gotta send you the episode. It was.
I already
it was
saw
fun.
It.
Oh, you saw
but
it.
We'll never post mind. About it. Well, yeah. Tell us which one it is so we can.
Did you talk to Mr. Wonderful?
I hate
him. He wasn't on my episode. Fortunately, although I'm pretty sure he would have ripped me to shreds, so it's probably a good thing.
Yeah, he's rude as fuck.
Did you have like a guest shark? I hate the guest sharks.
I love them.
I did.
Who?
His name was Rohan Oza.
I love Rohan.
I've never seen him.
Oh.
Yeah, he's great.
He was super
smart. Smart water branding.
Oh.
Yes. Very intelligent guy.
I love him. Okay.
He chose not to invest, which shows how smart he is.
I'm out. Brendan, I'm out.
Yeah, and for those reasons...
I like your attitude, but I'm out.
For those reasons, I'm also out because we literally have to go, but we really thank you for your feedback.
Wait, can I do Barbara really
quick? Well, yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Barbara's always like, I like you as a person. I like your chutzpah. I'm in.
Okay. We'll have to do a viewing party.
Nice.
Miss ya.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Brendan.
Love you. Miss ya.
Love you. Miss ya.
Love you. Miss ya.
Bye. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting
John.
You.
Say love you. Miss ya.
Love you. Miss ya.
Brendan.
Love you. Miss you.
Bye. Okay. So now that we heard what Brendan thinks, and mm-hmm. he's obviously an expert because he works with computers. We don't know how or why, but we just know he touches them.
And he's touched Mark Cuban.
We don't know that, but we know that they have seen each other.
No. When you make a deal, you shake hands. So they've at least hugged and shook hands.
Do you remember?
I don't think they hug every single time. Sometimes they don't get out of their seats.
Then it ain't a deal. That's
we need to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, well, look. Okay, fine. They've touched. But that didn't mean they looked each other in
you
the
can
eye.
Look, but you can't touch it.
Mark Cuban goes in for the handshake and Brennan's
it.
Like,
Brendan,
no
bends
touchy,
over.
Touchy. No touchy-touchy, my QB.
Only my bing-bong-boom. Okay, well, that was really fun. And I really respect him because he knows computers. So now that we know what Brendan thinks of your duns, and we know what you think of your duns, and you kind of know what we think of your duns, we're all going to do a mind meld.
Great.
And say the number one thing we're done with. That means you never have to think about it ever again. That means it's done.
Okay.
So one more time for me. They were.
So we'll say littering.
Littering.
Social media. Etiquette. Or should we just say social media
etiquette. Jurassic Park.
Let's
trilogy.
Say SM etiquette.
Jurassic Park sequels.
Jurassic Park sequels.
Okay, this one's pretty cut and dry for me.
And we do it from 3 to 1.
Okay.
So, hold on, let me think of mine.
You just gave this like far off look.
Hold on. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Social media.
Oh no! You guys, the world is at stake. We're killing Mother Nature. It's littering.
No, it doesn't matter. New York's a trash bag and God can fold it up and put it in his own garbage can.
No, he can't.
In my mind, he can.
Guys, they need to make a good Jurassic Park.
Oh my God.
That's why I'm not done with it. I think a good one's on the horizon. Like a prequel.
Damn it, you're right. I should have said social media etiquette.
I knew it. I knew
it. Honey, you already don't do it.
You're right. I already don't.
But more people need to not do it.
More people. Yeah. That's, hey, also, you're listening right now. You know who you are.
Get over it. Social media is the Wild West, honey.
It's the Wild West.
I don't need to follow no rules.
Sheila's running this shit.
Yeah.
Every time I log in, it doesn't say, be nice, leave a like.
It says, how are you feeling? Not good. Because
sometimes I comment and don't like you.
There you go.
And I mean it.
You're not even on Facebook.
Insta.
You bitch.
Mm-hmm. I do that shit on there.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking
Jonathan,
freak.
You are a freak. Jonathan.
Yes.
This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much for having
me. So much fun. See you at the show tomorrow. Can't wait. Subscribe to Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood, but also to Dunn.
Yeah, subscribe to Dunn too.
Yeah, subscribe to both.
On Apple Podcast, on Forever Dog Network.
Tell your friends.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Wherever you get your podcast. Spotify,
honey.
And a new episode comes every Friday. It's really cool. And we'll tell you what happens in Brimfield, Massachusetts next week.
Yeah, we'll let you know. But please comment and subscribe because we need it.
Yeah, we need it. Desperately.
We don't like it, but we need it.
You got to like and subscribe this podcast.
It's our medicine.
It's my medicine, honey. Time for your medicine. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you.
See you on Soch.
All right.
Get out of here.
Bye.
Forever Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.